A God sighting is when you look back at 1 week, only 1 week. We look back and see where our God had been faithful, where he'd been loving, where he'd helped you, where he'd been active in your life. His protection, his provision, his healing, his revelation, anywhere where you know that you know this was God that was active in your life. And we tell it as testimonies because the word of God says we overcome evil by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And we make his name famous so that people hearing our stories will know that this God is living, that he is good, he's a loving God, and they need to get to know him right away. So we do this once a week, and these are your stories for this past week.
Yeah, it's Friday day, family. You just got to know that when you're working for a godly company, that when your agenda on the top of the list is when the CEO opens up in prayer, and it's like, God, can this get any better? Yes, it does. God's sending me to Cape Town again for 5 days next week. And I just want to say thank you, Father, that you have placed me in a company that I just love. I've got so much I can do to grow, do your work, and be a light unto the world because of you and the love that you have put in my heart. I just want to say thank you, Father, that you're using me as your instrument. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Goeiemôre, my God sighting het tussen gisteraand en vanoggend gebeur. Dit was absoluut fantasties. My skoonsis het probleme by haar werk en ek sê dadelik vir my boetie, hy moet vir haar Psalm 91 somme net lees, dit oor haar bid en dit uitproklameer. En ons het die heel nag het ek in gebed ingetree vir hulle en vir haar spesifiek. En vir oggend op Radio Kansel, wat gebeur? Wynand preek en hy sê dat the battle belongs to the Lord. En dit was net absoluut fantasties. Dit was so net 'n bevestiging om te weet dat God luister en hy en God leef en dankie dat Wynand, dankie dat jy gehoorsaam is en dat jy preek wat die Here op jou hart lê. Dit was net absoluut fantasties. Ek kon haar verder stig. Ek het kon dit toe nou opneem vir haar en ek het dit vir haar aangestuur en ook die lied van Michael W. Smith na die tyd, verskriklik dankie, en ek dink maar net ook aan julle, julle loop elke dag op die water, om in geloof uit te stap, om die radiogolwe vol te maak met die gospel, en julle het soveel uitdagings, maar julle bly so wonderlike inspirasie vir ons, en julle bemoedig ons, en ons prys en ons loof en ons eer die Here. Dankie, dankie, dankie.
Janine, ek wou nog die mooie definisie van toeval ook deel. Wat ek nou die dag hoor is dat dit toeval is wanneer God 'n wonderwerk laat gebeur en verkies om anoniem te bly. Is dit nie baie mooi nie?
Môre Wynand en Janine, al die kinders van die Here. My God sighting is die werk in die hand van die Here oral met almal. Dit vat net 'n sekonde om 'n probleem, 'n omstandigheid, hy het 'n verhouding, 'n siek mens se naam voor die Here te noem. En hoe sal ons ooit weet wat dit beteken het, as daardie persoon net weer opgerig word? Ons sal nie weet dit was ons gebed nie, maar dit vat so 'n klein rukkie om net iemand op te dra. En daagliks sien ons net hoe die Here werk en gewerk het en werk en aanhou werk. Dis my God sighting. Ons God is groot. Shalom.
Goeie Wynand en Janine. My God sighting vir hierdie week is, ek het maandagoggend na 'n program van Radio Kansel geluister waar die mense aangeval was en die vrou wat 'n sangeres is, sy stembande was verlam na die aanval. En vanoggend en hierdie hele week sê ek net vir die Here elke dag, dankie vir my stem. Ons aanvaar dit so van selfsprekend. Maar in ons stemme moet daar wees om die Here te loof en te prys en te eer. En ook hoe praat ons met ander. So ek eer die Here vir 'n stem wat hy vir my gegee het. Seën en liefde vir julle. Tata.
Goeiemôre Wynand, Janine, al die Radio Kansel luisteraars. Ek wil net vir oggend my God sighting met julle allemaal deel. Janine, jy sal onthou, jy het verlede vrijdag vir my verjaarsdagboodskap uitgesaai met 'n awesome profetiese woord. En die Here het regtig in die afgelope week diep met my gewerk, diep met my gepraat, baie revelations vir my gegee. Wynand, jou boodskap van vanoggend het diep geraak en ek wil net vanoggend vir die Here die eer gee vir Radio Kansel en elke personeellid. Ek luister al 35 plus jaar Radio Kansel en ek eer die Here vir dit wat julle doen. Dankie dat julle gehoorsaam is en sy spreekbuis is. Ons aanbid die Here en ons dank hom vir Radio Kansel.
Goeiemôre Wynandjie. Ja, hoe kan mens nie anders om weer net ons koning Jesus se naam groot te maak nie. Hoe die Here net weer bonatuurlik vir my deur gekom het met my kragrekening. Borg nie hierders my woonstel het nie, so kry nie volle inkomste wat ek moet kry nie. En almal se kragrekenings vir Junie Julie so ontsettend hoog was. Daarom kan ek net vir vanmôre kom en sê koning Jesus. Daar is net niemand. Daar is net niemand soos U nie. Dankie dat U my provider is. Dankie dat U die voorsiener is. Dankie dat ek net my oë altyd op U gefestig kan hou en dat U die God van die heelal is. Shalom, sorry.
Môre Janine en Wynand, ek wil graag my storie deel. Ek is Magda Fourie van Kempton Park. Fisioterapie en ons vereniging is 100 jaar oud hierdie jaar en een van die groot bijeenkomste is die Wêreld Fisioterapie Afrika streekse kongres in Kaapstad. Ons het natuurlik kongresgangers nodig en uitstallers en dit het maar stadig en swaar gegaan. Ek lees die Jesaja 50 vers 7 raak vroeër in die week, wat sê, die Here my God help my, ek sal nie teleurgesteld staan nie, ek sal my nie ontstel nie, en ek weet ek sal nie in verleentheid kom nie. En so het die Here ook voorsien, en net gister of wanneer het daar 26 nuwe fisioterapeute bespreek van die Ooskaap, en 3 maatskappye het na vore gekom wat nog uitstalruimte wil hê. So ons prys en loof die Here daarvoor.
Hi Janine, Wynand, ja, ek het die wonder van lewe in hierdie week ervaar. Ek is vir die eerste keer ouma en ons het 'n nuwe wonderlike dogtertjie in ons huisgesin. Ons loof en eer die Here vir sy bewaring en beskerming deur die swangerskap en ons loof en ons eer hom vir nuwe lewe.
The pulpit wonder I wanted to share with you recently is that my daughter, I'm trying to teach her how to hear the voice of God and be sensitive to it. And she had told me she had a dream of these 3 ships on the shore. We were on holiday by my parents, and on the shore were 3 ships, and there was a man with a hoodie on, and he was shooting arrows to the 3 ships. So the whole time she's like, but what does this dream mean? What does this dream mean? So I said to her, well, obviously the man with the hoodie on must be like the devil or demons, because it's only him that shoots arrows to it. But ask God, what are the 3 ships? The night before, the Saturday night, the one Saturday night, she said to me, but mommy, what is this 3 ships? You know, so I said, well, pray about it. Ask God, what does this mean? And he will show you. So she grabbed her phone and she wanted to Google it. I said, don't Google it. You know, God will show you himself. He will speak to you in a way, and he will show you what your dream means. And that was a Saturday night. The next morning, we go to Dr. Daya Meyerstahl. The next morning, she was sitting in the church. The pastor started his sermon. I went to sit after coming off the stage from singing. I went to go sit next to her, and she looked at me with these big blue eyes, and she pointed at the screen. And the sermon, the title of the sermon was The 3 Ships. And the pastor preached the whole sermon about what these 3 ships were. And it was an answer to our prayer as a family that we were asking God for in terms of our purpose and his plan for our lives. And the 3 ships was friendship, how we have to cultivate friendship with people, discipleship, how our lives will, you know, living our lives according to God's will disciple other people and reaching out to people. discipling them, and then the last one, Lordship, where where God is Lord of our lives, not us. You know, He's in charge. He's God, and it was such an answer to His prayer, to our prayers, and it's such an answer to her to know that God does really speak to her, and she just has to press in and push through. He will speak to us when we trust in Him. Thank you.